We're talking about the five levels of relationship between the body and the goof. In the last paragraph in 88, which is Pei Aleph, he says, "Omnam kasher yadaru hayois kol advar ma'ilu noldim mehester panav yisbarach oy meharas panav akein neimar shakadosh baruch hu machlof hanhagoisav lefi ma shetzarich lebriyas lachamash madrigas alava." So it turns out that all these five levels of relationship between the body and goof, they all are levels of how much hester versus gilui. The lowest of the five, Mikulam, in a Behester Panov, what is that? Right. In other words, in the fifth level, what's driving force is the Hester Panim, because it's more goof. Over Avias, and the fourth level, Yamitai Hester. It's less Hester and more Ha'ara. Over Shlishis, it's even less Hester and more Ha'an, all right? B'chena there is the Ara Ta'ala Samadrega Arishona, Sheha'ara Tizgaber Ma'oid, the Hester B'mashu, Ad Shemi P'nei Zeh Lo Yishar Shlita Kim L'Neshama Levad V'lo L'Guf Klal. And that's the way this whole thing works. It goes by Draga of the combination between Neshama and Guf. Okay? Omra Neshama, Lama Utrachta al Chalik Chiluk Zeh L'Chomesh Madregois. Well, what's your goal, motivation in making these five levels? Like, what are we accomplishing with that? So Omra Sechel, Fishikach Hu Lefi HaDraga, it just is. V'zeh Davar Ner Leinayim, it's almost obvious. Because there are five levels I'm describing. One is mitzias b'lo shlita. There's when something is there but it doesn't control anything, which is the fifth level, when the guf is there but it doesn't have any impact on the neshama. There's shlita b'chlal. There's when it has shlita in general, but not in specifics. There's shlita success when it's part, and shlita in a little bit of specifics. Shlita kol ha'pratim, but it's still not the main thing. And then the final level is what we are today, is shlita's kol ha'pratim b'mekayim, and everything's fully intact. Ki yishsor beisa, that the neshama is in charge. Elohim chamisha dvarim nimshachim b'holchem b'fnei teva inyan. Ein shach b'zeh raya minyan. I'm not trying to be fancy. I'm trying to make a whole chalois fancy thing of five, but it's factual. These are the five. The shlita shel hagof, shlita kol hagof, musa. So the way we should work is shlitas haneshama levad, shlitas ktsas megov, shlitas kol gov, shizema chak lohav en hanaga. V'chomesh madriga shamayit yulochal mishmeres, kikvar yadati, yimtso udvorim divrei chachamim zal, shelehavinam, aburim titzorach lishtamesh min hakdama hazois. There are going to be things in Kabbalah, and in order to fully understand, you would have to, these five darbas are going to be crucial to understand certain things in Kabbalah. And therefore, that's why I'm getting involved in these levels. Okay? So, but the main three is when the neshama is shoylet, when the guf is shoylet, and one in the middle. In other words, there's five levels, it's true. But the three that are going to be the bookends. The main thing that we have to discuss is when the guf is totally shoylet. The last one is when the neshama is totally shoylet, and there's one dagger in the middle. Once you have that, that's enough to continue in the sefer. Okay? Okay, weiter. In the bottom here, by the way, he brings that The Ramchal didn't tell us what is it in Kabbalah that you need to know these five levels for, but he says he found where he writes it. And it's in a sefer called Klolim Rishonim, which, by the way, Klolim Rishonim is in the back of the Das Tunis in this print. You see? Yeah. So in the back there, he mentions all five levels of Guf and Neshama, and each one corresponding to whatever corresponds to in the history of the building of the world. But anyway, we're going to focus on the three. 91. Amar Neshama, Kain, Dabri, Mishosh, let's focus on these three. Okay. So he's going to introduce now a new concept, a very fundamental concept in Yiddishkeit, which is the Shisha Alfei Shnin. There's a concept that the world was created with Shisha Alfei Shnin. There's 6,000 years. Then, after the 6,000 years, the world, there's an Eleph HaShvi'i. And then there's a new world after that. And the question is, when does Tchias HaMeisim take place? When does Mashiach take place? But it seems like Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim is in the Eleph HaShvi'i.
Does it
Okay.
literally mean years, like our years?
I don't know, maybe. And then after the Eleph HaShvi'i, there's a full tikkun of the world, and it goes to a brand new reality. And that new reality is going to be that fifth level that there's a guf, but there's no shaychus to the guf. The guf is not any doesn't have any leanings towards anything. So let's learn. Let's see. Amar Chazal. The world's going to last for 6,000 years. And for the 7th millennium, it will be a different mitzvahs. And then a new world will come. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadi Beis asks a question: what's going to be during that 7th year? And the Gemara says that 7th year is tzaddikim ha'osim. Kadosh Baruch Hu oisalem kanafayim, and so tzaddikim will get wings. V'shatam alpnei ha'mayim, and they will fly on the water. Shenema koyvei Hashem yachalifu koyach. Now, this does not sound like a very exciting world to me. I always wanted to be a bird, but lemaisa, I'm not tzaddik either. So, but what does this mean? So, mipshuton shel dvar v'nachon olamei dem shloishes manim yesh. Apparently, there are three main tekufes in the building of the history of the world. V'heim shita alfei shnin, the 6,000, ve'elef hashvi'i, then is the 7,000, seventh thousand. Makes sense. I don't know. And then, post this world, which is post the 7,000, a different world. Now, Shita for 6,000 years, just the way we're familiar with the world. It's not a brand new world, but there's some concept of tzaddikim flying with wings. Okay, so we have to know what that means. And the last tkufa is. In our world, the way it is today, Guf is fully in charge. The Guf is in charge. Achbelef HaShvi'i is going to start a shift. In the Elef HaShvi'i, there's going to be more Gilui and less Hester. So you remember, in a situation of more Gilui and less Hester, who's in charge? Who's in charge of Gilui? Neshama. Neshama is the expression of Hashem's Gilui in the world. And Guf is the expression of Hashem's Seser in the world. So in these 6,000 world, 6,000 years, where the world is being run by Hester, so the main player is Guf. But once you get into the seventh millennium, so then there's more Gilui. So there's more Gilui, then the Neshama is more empowered. Ach be'elof ha'shvi'i, hinei tzaddikim mis'alim min ha'aretz. They are less tied down to the world. They don't need tzarchei haguf. And that's what it means that they fly. That's the symbolism of the Chazal. When it says that the tzaddikim have knafayim and they fly over the earth, it means that they are given spiritual koiches, that their guf doesn't tie them down. Their body turns into wings. In other words, their body does not tie them down to the earth, and it's much less of a hefsek between them and Shemayim. So therefore, they can be more neshamadik. Doesn't literally mean what it's saying. They run around like birds. That's not the
Just
point.
flying over the water.
Right. What's the water point?
No, it's just saying,
The
yes.
flying is that they're less tied down to the world. It says, "When misalim min haaretz, v'nishar guf chutz mimechon shiftoi." The guf is not anymore feeling at home here. It's like a bird that doesn't feel comfortable in one place flying around. So the body is basically doesn't feel at home anymore on earth. Because now he's like a guest here. Well, what am I doing here? I'm really a neshama. I don't belong here. So therefore, the ikar is a neshama, and the guf is uplifting and less of a steer to the neshama. Everyone will reach the level of Moshe on Har Sinai. Once he was not down on earth, he was not sure to what goes on earth. The beginning of Shabbos, that we don't involve ourselves in Tzarchei HaGuf. But the guf is not, it didn't leave the mitzvah, because the world is still the same world. But after the seventh millennium, where it's a new world altogether, that's really the time to get schar. There's no guf at all. The point is of the guf is to be there for the avodah, but you don't need avodah anymore. Once you're after the 7,000, then the guf is only there to bring kabel schar, and that's a whole different mitzvah. Okay, so it's a very powerful explanation what's going on here. So, shark stuff.
Come on.
It's Kabbalah, it's basic fundamental stuff, Liz. You have to know this.
It's hard to understand, like, so what we call the Olam HaEmes, so there's no guf. This is somehow you're using the guf to some degree.
Wait, even in the Olam HaTikun, even the last level, even in the middle of the level.
I mean, all these type of levels, you're not, there's
This
not
is what we
no
started with, that somehow
guf.
the guf is
Right,
helping the person.